We turn now, as we often do on days of Wall Street volatility, to veteran trader Ted Weisberg. He had a front row seat for today's sell-off, spending much of the day on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. He's president of Seaport Securities, and he joins me now from his office at the exchange. Ted Weisberg, welcome back to the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
And given the announcement on Friday from Standard & Poor's and what you saw happen in the Asian markets overnight, were you expecting a drop of this magnitude?
Well, there was some chatter that perhaps this downgrade had been factored into the market, because coming into Friday's close, the market was down somewhere between 10% and 11% in just two very short weeks. Very long, but very short.
Yeah, long for the traders.
Exactly. But the reality, of course, turned out not to be the case, and the Asian markets and European markets all reflected this downgrade. And clearly, we actually, I think, percentage-wise, were down more than any of the markets today. And so, no, it wasn't priced in, as we have unfortunately learned. And I suspect that perhaps there's a little more to come on the downside.
You do. Well, I was going to ask you about that. But first, I'm curious about the mood on the floor today.
Well, you know, no, it's never fun when you have days like this. The customers are getting hurt. Everybody gets hurt. Yeah, you might do a little more business, because there's a tendency when you have this downdraft, and there's a tendency for the volume to spike, because people are simply saying, "You can keep the cheese, let me out of the trap," and they just want to move to the sidelines and take their chips off the table. So the volume goes up as people sort of react to the events as they unfold.
And you think there is more to come? The sell-off is not over.
Well, you know, the markets have changed so dramatically, and it gets a little technical. The SEC changed the way markets trade about 4 or 5 years ago, and so we have a lot more volatility than we normally would see. Certainly, markets always went up and down, but the extreme volatility is sort of a relatively new phenomenon, and I just don't think it's run its course yet. I would say that technically, clearly, I think the markets have gone too far, whether it be commodities or stocks. I think everything across the board is pretty much oversold. The overriding issue, though, is that as you have just shared with your listeners from the report from the White House, you know, nothing has really changed. We all listened very attentively to the president's speech today, expecting some change, expecting some kind of constructive reaction to the S&P downgrade, but we pretty much got the same speech that we've heard over and over again. And I think, in fact, when that speech was over, the market tacked on another 200 points on the downside. So clearly investors weren't impressed. I don't think traders were impressed. And until something changes, it doesn't mean it's a zero-sum game, but certainly, even though stocks look cheap, it doesn't mean they can't get cheaper.
Ted, where are your clients putting their money right now?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I think those people that are moving to the sidelines are simply leaving the money in money market funds, or if they're concerned about that, just moving the money into banks. On the other hand, there is some positive things going on. On the other hand, corporate America has never been in better shape. Balance sheets are flush with cash. S&P earnings for the second quarter have come in on balance much better than expected. And at the end of the day, I think, and many of my customers think, it will be corporate profits that will drive stock prices. So aside from those folks that are uncomfortable and want to move to the sidelines, we also have a segment of our customer base that is actually working on a shopping list. And I think, and as we will do tonight, I think we're going to take advantage of this current weakness, because stocks have gotten really cheap, and there are excellent companies that pay excellent dividends with excellent balance sheets, that for those folks with longer term time horizons, this sell-off actually could prove to be an interesting opportunity with the benefit of 6 months or 12 months down the road.
Good time to buy. Okay, Ted Weisberg, hang in there. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Bye-bye.
Ted Weisberg, the president of Seaport Securities.